Bob Atkinson Reel 3, and you're just about, I think, Bob, to jump into the boat, into this landing craft.
Yes. And the sailor, there was one sailor on the board, and he said, jump. You had to wait till the boat was just in the position, coming up. If you jumped when it was going down, it was a long drop.
Yeah.
You had to try and judge the wave. And then I jumped. All right. And we had to go on the deck and down. Oh, down some steps, and we were undercover. I got this sweet nearest the bubble out.
So you were using your
Again, the officer told me to move up, and I told him I was sitting there.
Could you swim, Bob, by the way?
Very little. I could hold myself up.
Okay.
I could get across the Bass at all. We all had to go. We had to swim across the Bass. Once there, but I could get across.
But of course, you didn't have this pack on your back when you were swimming across the bars.
No, I didn't.
Did that give you any anxiety as the way the pack was put on your back and so on and so forth, and the weight of it?
Yeah, it did, but I found on the way out myself.
And what was that?
That was the lead jacket that's undone. I fastened the stuff on the side.
What was the idea of that?
So I could let it off with belt. Belt would let it all off.
And that wasn't the normal way that people did it?
No. All my stuff was all fastened onto my pouch, my braces, pouch braces.
So now you're making for the beach on this,
yes,
on this LCI.
Yeah. Couldn't tell how bad I was here, about 3 miles out, a couple of 3 miles.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it seemed to take a long while.
What's the feeling like on the boat?
Very rough. A man did well anyway, so the young lad going out swimming with a chap in bottom of the street. The only time I was ever sick.
Did you feel sick this time?
No.
So how long would it have taken from actually starting there to getting to the beach?
Well, it would say about half an hour. That's what they say. I couldn't do it with no rig. You know, no little guides. I'd say half an hour.
And then suddenly, I suppose, you hit the beach.
Yeah, but we started putting the harbour down.
Which one?
Mobile. The red trunk for the boat to pull through. And we got out onto one of them and walked down, like a pier. But we got up on there.
So you landed at, where did you actually land at then? It could have been, but you said you think it may have been a Mulberry or a pier, or it's a pier type.
There's a pier that would have been rigged up.
Yeah.
But these little inventory landing craft to pull up to, so you could get out.
Yeah. So then what? Then you get out of the boat?
Yeah. Went to work. Climbing up early. Just over the beach. Over the beach. We all waited till the rest of them come. And then we back to the native area, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
The place where we had to go, we had to all go there.
Yeah.
There was no transport. Transport didn't come with them.
Right.
They went from a different place.
But did you see much evidence of fighting that had been around the beach area?
Oh, yes, yes, you could see. See plenty of stuff knocked about, knocked out, down.
Any people around at that stage?
Yes, yes, it was marshy. people nice and then all guides. The idea that showing you where you have to get up to meet. It would be clear, like in mind, I don't know. But we had a certain way to go. Beachmaster. Yeah, not only, I don't know. But they were an officer. And there was a few naval blokes. I don't know what their job was, but there were some of the old naval uniform on. Some uniform. Some army officers.
But you get to your sort of forming up area.
Yeah.
And then what happens, Bob? What happens from there?
We made our way to once we've gone to the place that designated for us.
Yeah.
We made ourselves a meal. Had 24-hour fasting, Tommy's cold training. We had to make ourselves from about that.
And did you stay there overnight, this place?
Oh, yes, overnight. I couldn't remember that long. Didn't stay so long, but it was more than I think it was the next day. I think we got our. See, the main thing when we got there was getting the all together. And it was a fair match to get you all to your designated area. And then you got your instructions from there. See them on the beach. They just told us we had to go to this place. And we were told to go to another. And what where it was, I had no idea. I know it's in the middle of the field.
Is there any sounds of things happening?
Yes, and there were signs all over. Nice slowly. Dustbin shell. That was when we got to our designated area to have a second stop when we stopped for the night.
Dustbin shell, so it's obviously yes, because you're landing there in June, so it's middle of the summertime. And it's quite warm, presumably.
But it rained the first night.
Oh, did it?
It rained the first night, yes.
But so far, you haven't actually seen me fighting.
No.
But you're moving forward.
Moving towards you.
And is it evident that you're getting nearer to? From what point of view?
Yeah, you can see the where the plane were coming down, shocking. We had typhoons, you see, and you know, you could see where they were coming down. You were getting nearer to them.
Any signs of tension?
No, not really. I remember Major Gittman. He was having a I was down out of a biscuit then. We wouldn't have got a chance.
Oh, so he was doing well then.
Biscuit then.
That you mentioned, because you just mentioned the biscuit tins, and that brings me to something. You said Tommy Cooker, didn't you?
Yeah.
You had a specialist tool at that stage to cook on, yeah? Oh, with a little fire thing.
It was a solidified metal edge bit, I think. Just like a little tablet. Just a small glass. Just about as big as them glasses.
A
couple of inches across.
It's a couple of inches across, about 3 inches high, maybe.
No, only that far across, only about that.
Inch and a half, 2 inches high.
That's half an inch, 3/4 high. It was much smaller. There was a tin. You got a tin issue. Not tin, it was cardboard. But it had a tin on it. About that time. And they tell 6, I think. So you can imagine.
So you can see and hear signs of action forward of you, which you're heading for, presumably.
Towards Cairn, I think. Towards Cairn.
Yeah. So then what happens next?
We had our meal. It was means block, and a block. Mm-hmm. You have to cut it up, scrape it off, and put it in with mess in. I've done the filter with some water, and it come up like mince, and there were some biscuits. They were like a shortbread to chew, but not sweet. They were bland.
Savoury biscuits? No, not even savoury.
No, they were bland. The stuff was like a shortbread. It was it wasn't a biscuit type. It was more shortbread style of dough.
And mince, like a meaty thing, was
that? Sure, it's mince. It's come up like mince. But it was a block, it was there at the table.
Right.
Just like wood. And there was so many things in. There was pottage for the next morning. And it was a block, not a block. With tea, sugar, and milk in like oxo cubes. With a blue. With tea, sugar, and milk, you throw them in water, and it was nearly boiling. And there was chocolate, a block of plain chocolate to make a drink with, and there was a block of fruit and nut, the glucose sweets, some chewing gum. I was thinking about it.
So you've been in France for about 2 days?
Yeah.
A couple of days now.
Well, we had 24-hour pack, so we had to wait. But the next day we moved further forward.
Yeah. But you've had no action, of course, at this
no
stage.
Action.
No. But you're gradually moving forward to different places. Are there any place names that come to mind here? No.
Couldn't give you a place name to start with. I know we were in support of the Canadians. Well, they put an attack in at Cairn. So we wouldn't survive, you know, it was in that area towards Cairn.
Yeah.
And we went to put an attack in. We were what they called the front base. In case there was a counter attack, well, they were getting ready to attack.
So, what's your first? What's the first? First time that you can recall any action here, anything happening?
I think it was the first place we pulled up to support the Canadians. I remember that really, that one. We were just secularly counted. There was a shell and burst, bomb or something and burst. I was actually, I had my eyes shut, so I couldn't tell you what it was.
Yeah.
But there was a van in the secondary side of it, or there was somebody wounded. Or whether it was a shell or bomb.
But as far as you're aware, as far as you're aware personally, that was the first casualty.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you the name. If I say her name, it would be gamble.
No, that's fine. We know from the history of the regiment that you were at this stage somewhere to the west of Caen.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of little villages and towns around there that you're sort of heading for, really.
There was a farm there. Meant nothing. And our position, we got to know nothing. We were going to take. There was only one I remember, and that was when we came up to Pepper Pot House, but that was later. And we were told. And we were told we were going to take this house, and the top looked like a pepper pot.
How much later would this have been, Doctor?
Oh, it'd be a while. A few days.
But there are a few incidents in between this, are there?
Yes, we would leave the Cosby's, I think it was.
So take us on from as far as you can remember on the way things now proceed.
Yeah. Well, when they were coming, they had a bit of a roof knocking about. The jury, I mean, all over and hanging out the trees. Snipers, you know. And there'd just been an attack. We were delayed and taken over. There'd just been an attack the night before. Or the day, late evening later. And there was a... did a lot of arguments, we had to take over. And an away company, we were right on the front, and there was a building where there'd be an edge door, you know, it was just like a little banking thing, it was a bit. And then, me and Gibby was digging in. And what we were keeping cover on the ground, it was this day, and I got down a bit and hit him, and I come up with tin hat with a laugh of a fellow's head in. That was a nice thing to find in one of your first places.
Yes, but they did that. What did you think then at that stage when you found that?
I just thought I'm lucky, it's not mine.
Yeah.
I just do it again. Like.
It was an English tin hat.
Oh yes, it was one of them. It was where they'd been mortaring maybe trying to make it landing in the trench, on the trench side or in the trench bottom. But there was some grave behind, so I threw it. Just put it over the back where the river were.
Yeah.
Can you not dig it?
Yeah. Did you dig any quicker then when you saw that?
No. I didn't dig it down very close. To get all the blood and muck from round about.
Yeah.
Did you say, what's it
doing? Gibby is your, the two of you on the brain game. So he said, what are you doing?
Well, he said, what are you doing when I hit this necker? He said, no, no, anyway, when I got it, he said, what was it? I said, it was a tin hat.
That's all he said.
I didn't tell him there was a hole in it.
No, no. Then what happens, Bob? Then what happens?
Well, we got dug in. That's our own delight, but firing. Next night, Judy come and straight me and firing away, trying to dry our fire. I think that's perhaps all the covers that got melted, because it was ranging off the return fire. We were told not to fire, which we didn't, and there was nobody in the company, in our company, fired. And we were covering this part where all this firing was coming from, you know, towards. And we didn't answer the fire. If you could see anybody, shoot them. But don't fire if you can't see them.
Was this daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime. Nighttime. Don't fire the fire. You know what I mean? Because you could see when firing. We didn't get to fire at that. I can't just remember. And then we changed our position.
So what happened then? So that was night time. Yeah. You didn't fire back. So what was the, what happened then?
Well, we didn't get to mortar.
Okay.
There were a few mortars coming, but they weren't accurate. They weren't dropping exactly on the way they looked. Because they just got it. Because they'd drawn the range. I mean, they'd answered their fire. And we can. The range finders for the artillery would be on looking for these things, and they get the range. Where to put the shells and mortar bombs. I think that's why they had been up tonight. That was why we read them.
Did you stay at this place long, Bob?
No, a few days, I think.
And was it like this for a few days? Or?
They kept monitoring, but they weren't accurate. Mm. Weren't as accurate. Mm. I mean, when they were monitoring, we got down in the trench. So you could tell whether they weren't bursting right on top of you. Mm.
But this is your first experience of being under fire, presumably. Yeah. So how are you reacting to it?
Well, I don't know, you just couldn't judge fire, you see. Mm. You couldn't judge the artillery. You got it, you could tell roughly where the shell was going, the bomb, because it's a bit of it. Did the mortar bomb, they used to make a noise. You could judge a bit where they were.
Did you feel anxious or?
Not really anxious, but I wasn't keen on them.
No, you weren't keen on them, that's no. Right. So after your few days in this place, did you move on somewhere else?
Yes, we went. We released them all. Again, moving positions. You were always, you never knew, well, very rarely you knew where you were going.
Yeah.
You just said, we want to leave such and such a regiment, and we're going to leave such and such a company. Mm. Or a company would come with a radio and they'd go, but the call reserve company. Mm. You'd move back a bit. Because we were found up in. Come out sometimes, covering a lot of ground, and sometimes we were all around the fence. That's it. Battalion, there were two forward and two back. Sometimes there were three forward, only one back. The reserve company.
As companies?
Yes, the reserve company, they were the counter-attack company, in case any company got. They come up and support it.
Because this now is about, as far as the time is, because you landed about, let's just say, third week of June, 20-odds of June, and this is now the end of June, maybe early July.
That's
July, yeah. Maybe July, yeah. And we know that you're west of Caen at this stage.
Yeah.
And it seems from what you're saying that you're really not moving very far.
No, we are moving, but Caen was the bugbear, they couldn't get it. Mm. And they wanted to take Caen because it had the road junctions.
Yeah, but were you aware of that at the time?
No.
No,
we knew that they wanted to take Caen. They were holding Caen on the first day.
Yeah, but again, did you know that the first
no,
then?
No.
No, because you learned this afterwards.
Well, there was some, although a lot nearly, some of the midget troops, I should say, got very near Caen and had to withdraw because it was in no infantry support behind them. They were infantry couldn't move as fast.
Did you, around this area and at that time, did you see any tanks around?
Yes,
both sides of tanks?
Pictures. Oh, yes. Mm. Panthers,
And were they knocked out tanks or were they?
Yes, they were knocked out. Mm. Both sides. Germans. They were knocked out.
Did you see any actually being knocked out at that time?
No, not being knocked out. Mm.
But
no, I actually didn't see them.
But the fighting there for you moved to somewhere else, did it?
Yes. Yeah, as I say, I don't know, another regiment or another company they moved up again. Mm. Then I remember we put a little attack on Pepper Pot House, as they called it.
Yeah, that was around this time, yeah?
Yeah, somewhere around. Yeah. And even that was put off for the day. we were going to do it one day and put off. Mm. We went in next day. The old ladies were in, the Germans used to be there at night. The old ladies were in the cellar, they were died in the cellar.
Mm.
And I'm not in our company.
And it was called Pepper Pot House.
Pepper Pot House, mm. Up down the cellar.
Mm.
They asked him if he could get rescue with them.
Oh.
Apparently the Germans had been using it tonight as an observation post.
Well, which you may have done actually, because yes. after that.
The ladies told him that the Germans come till night, and if you come to rescue it from them.
And you had, in a way, really, because after that incident, it may be that the Germans never, in fact, went back into that house again.
Well, they couldn't, because we went forward with that.
You took their ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went forward with that.
Mm.
Because they knew it was occupied. Mm. There was smoke come out in the morning.
Mm. Mm.
They didn't know. Who were you in it? It was unusual for an old building, if nobody was in smoke to come out. I thought Germany were in.
Yeah. So, what were you doing at this all this time? I mean, you were involved in this Pepper Pot House place, but what was your sort of soldiering like at this stage? What were you doing?
Mainly static. We were taking defensive positions, mainly.
Mm.
Until Pepper Pot House, that was our first little attack we put in.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Same old film.
Mm.
Company, anyway.
Mm. So, what happened after that then?
Oh, we got the Pepper Pot House and moved up. Moved the land. What was the name of the place? I don't know.
But you remember the place?
Yes, I remember the place.
What happened to this?
Cornfields.
Yeah?
It was cornfields.
Mm.
The woods.
Mm.
Remember the place, and it was just like a big house, a big chapel hall.
Mm.
Spread out down there. Cornfields again, and woods.
Yes.
It was the same sort of ground, but nearly all the time they were relieving somebody else.
Yeah.
Taking over, they could have been knocked about, getting it, had a hard time getting it. And
getting what, Bob?
Getting the place. Getting
the place that you've gone into now to relieve the flats.
They had taken it. Mm. They were below fence. Mm. They had been there for so long.
Mm.
And our unit went in to relieve them.
Mm.
It would be a bad place. It would be one that with a good deal. Maybe put a new shells across and mortars.
Mm. Yeah. So seeing all these signs of fighting all around and being in some fighting as well yourself at this stage, how are you feeling? You're still feeling all right, are you? Or how are you feeling?
Yeah, wondering when we were going to have to go and do an attack ourselves.
Yeah.
And there was some patrolling.
Patrolling you were doing?
Yeah, patrolling.
Mm. Any particular happenings of that at this time?
A112, I think it was taken over, it was the Scots Regiment, another, we taken over, and quite a bit of shelling and that going on, and they were knocked out down on the top of the hill.
Mm.
And A Company was told to send the patrol out for that. There'd been a patrol before that. Had gone. Oh. By the way, got to mention this. After we'd hadn't been over so long, our corporal had to go back to England. absolutely terrible to the
yeah.
The lunch corporal got made a full corporal and Gibson got made a lunch corporal, so I took over the brain.
At this stage you were in charge of this brain gun?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper Potato,
yeah, got it. Does that mean you had somebody else working with you as sort of number two?
Yes, I remember number two.
Yeah. Do you remember what his name was?
No, I can't remember.
No. So you're on this patrol at this stage?
Yes.
And you've got your brain gun, yeah?
Yes, there was a patrol to go out and Gibby was lunch car doing my thing and he was a little bit deaf. Said, he'd come and he said, Gibson, you have to go on the tour. He said he was a bit deaf. He said, well, you have to go up, Gibson. He said, give him a gun to me. He said, I was wanting you. He knew I'd just taken over the band. See, he said, I was wanting Gibson to go. He said, you go. Gibby said, oh, it's a good band, you know. Gibby said to him, so I had to report to Captain Lee Cock. About 11 or 12.